the heart of West Michigan United Way and its partners doing great things in our community. Our topic today, food security. Emily Schichtel, Outcomes and Performance Evaluator. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
AJ Fossil, Executive Director of Community Food Club. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Start with you, Emily. Heart of West Michigan United Way. I know you bring together millions of dollars in resources from donors and company partners each year. Let's be blunt. Where's the money go?
It goes right back into the local community through programming that reduces poverty right here in West Michigan. This year, our Community Investment Fund is supporting 45 local programs that are reducing poverty and social inequities. And the programming includes services like housing, which actually is our largest investment area, mental behavioral health, workforce development, but we're also investing more than $550,000 to ensure that individuals and families have reliable access to healthy food.
What is the importance of funding programs then?
Well, food security is really fundamental to success in life. And according to Feeding America's MAP, the Meal Gap study, hunger threatens at least 1 in 9 people in our community, and that need is even higher among children, with 1 in 7 considered food insecure, which is a condition that has serious implications for both their immediate well-being as well as their long-term physical, cognitive, and social health.
Yes. Let me bring in the question of examples, please, programs that are supported by United Way's Community Fund.
You bet. So we fund people to assist both their immediate needs as well as finding long-term and stable solutions. So we fund some pretty well-known programs that help homebound seniors through Meals on Wheels and Congregate Meals at God's Kitchen. But then we also fund Our Kitchen Table, which works closely with neighbors in southeast Grand Rapids to plant gardens in their backyard, to plant community gardens, as well as school gardens. And they also coordinate healthy eating programs, cooking classes, and a community farmers market.
I know your new granting cycle, Emily, you were looking for collaborative and innovative programs. I know there are agencies, I think, here in the community that are moving away from these standard practices, looking how they can better serve patrons?
Yeah, that's right. We recognize the importance of pantries, that obviously needing to meet emergency needs for food. But we also know that model alone doesn't work for all of the families who want to be on a path to self-sufficiency. Access of West Michigan is a partner of ours, and in collaboration with 5 local pantries, they created a fresh pantry market program that allows neighbors to purchase fresh produce from local farmers at a reduced cost. So it's a win-win.
So let's bring you in, AJ Fossil from the Community Food Club to talk about what the club is.
Sure. So in simple terms, we're a nonprofit member-based grocery store, and we work with food insecure households here in Kent County. But in bigger terms, the Community Food Club's really an innovative and dignified approach to food security. So we believe that our members should have choice in the foods that they purchase and be involved in this process and have consistent access to healthy foods.
Put you on the spot. Let's have you create a scene for us, maybe walking through the doors of the Community Food Club. What do we see?
Sure, you're going to find a grocery store stacked with fresh fruits and vegetables. We always have eggs, milk, cheese, meat. You're going to see grocery carts and hear those familiar sounds in the grocery store. We have checkout lanes, so our members get receipts when they walk out, just like any other grocery store. But member households do pay between $11 and $15, and in return they get a 30-day membership. And they're given an allotment of points to spend on their groceries, which is based on their household size. So, and then we just kind of take the points and assign values to each of our food categories at the food club. And then members really select the foods that best meet their family's needs. We always say that members know best what they need, and the choice is theirs. And they can shop as often as they wish until all their points are used.
What differentiates the Community Food Club then from a traditional grocery store?
It's the price, Sally. So fruits and vegetables are always the lowest priced items in our store, while processed foods and snacks are among the highest. So in other words, it's really kind of a complete opposite of what you're going to find at a retail grocery store. And this model really helps increase food security in general. You know, our members receive 9 to 11 days of food for their membership fee, and it's really access to the right kinds of foods, that fresh produce and other healthy options, all by being rooted in dignity. So, you know, our members are using their own money, they're making their own choices, and they're contributing to their health and wellness.
Again, opening your doors January 2015, the assistance, I think, of the United Way, of United Way funding. So talk a bit about the outcomes.
You know, first of all, I think it's a model that it seems that many in our community appreciate. In the last year, over 2,750 households have shopped at the food club, and over 9,000 individuals have received food with us. And $2.7 million worth of food was distributed last year, right? And while that's really exciting, I think what's more exciting is the type of food that was distributed. So 42% of member selections are fruits and vegetables, and that's triple the amount that would be distributed at a retail grocery store. And so these facts and figures, they're really important. But what's also important is what we're hearing from our members. Members are telling us they're becoming more financially secure. So our member households receive between $80 and $100 worth of food for their monthly membership of $11 to $15. And one member recently told me that she's been able to purchase a car because of the food club. Having adequate transportation can be life-changing. And another member told us, I love the food club, and my diabetes doctor does too. So on top of becoming more food secure, we know that our food club members are becoming healthier and financially secure again. It's just a different model and one that is working for many here in Kent County.
Yes. How do I specifically find out about your club?
You can visit us at communityfoodclubgr.org. That's a great way to get in touch with us. Or just stop by the food club. We're located at 1100 South Division.
Thank you for that. Emily, if people want to learn more about what United Way is funding, where do we go for that?
We also encourage people to visit our website at hwmuw.org. Under the What We Do tab, we list our funding solutions, list our programs that we fund, as well as results.
Thanks, guys. On behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way, doing what you do so well and sharing the information here on the morning show, especially when it comes to food security. Emily Schichtel and AJ Fossil. Take care.
Thank you.